Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time to go under the big top at Circus World. Today's program is brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank, the bank with the circus connection back to the 1880s. The Ringlings found banking better together with Baraboo National. You will too.
Welcome to another edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World, brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Joining us, Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director at Circus World, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster, Performance Director at Circus World. Also via phone today, we have Jenny Vidbell with us. And Scott, if you would give us an introduction to her appearance today.
Oh my golly, well, we're thrilled to have Jenny with us this summer at Circus World. She comes direct to us from the Big Apple Circus, where she has been starring for the last many years, and before that on Ringling Brothers, and before that on her own family show, for and every circus probably in between. I always say that Jenny is the modern day Noah's Ark in a sense. She has so many animals, and she is the horse and dog and pig whisperer of the country, is what I would say. And we're just thrilled to have her and all of her animals with us this summer.
Hey, Jenny, welcome to the program. We're glad to have you on board today. You're calling in from where?
I'm calling in from Altoona, Pennsylvania. Thanks for having me, by the way. I'm really excited about this, and I can't wait to get out to Baraboo.
Well, it's
but right now, I'm touring with the circus, and we're in lovely Altoona, Pennsylvania.
Okay, well, it's our pleasure to have you on the show, and yes, we look forward to your coming here to Baraboo to join us for the summer as well. You know, Jenny, I have to admit, on nearly every show that we've done, and we've started a good month and a half ago each and every week, for some reason, Velma keeps coming up every week on the show. It's something, it's some fixation Dave seems to have. maybe we better explain right from the outset who Velma the Pig is and why she's so popular.
Well, she is a micro mini pot-bellied pig, but she's quite a diva, and she's not your normal pig. She stays in the house with me. She's potty trained, and she has her own bright pink bed and blankets, and she's quite demanding, but so adorable that she's a superstar, and she doesn't have to do anything but just click her way out to the ring. And she's a superstar automatically.
Well, she certainly has the heart of our performance director. I almost tripped on that one. Well, Jenny, let's talk more about the group of animals that you'll be bringing. I happen to have a lineup in front of me that Scott provided yesterday. You have a lot of horses and ponies and dogs and more. What can we expect to see when you come to Circus World this summer?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I like to keep it interesting, so I'll be switching things up throughout the summer just so the animals stay fresh and really are interested in what they're doing. But I'm bringing along 15 ponies, 9 horses, 9 dogs, and 1 pig. And so there'll be a variety of liberty acts. There'll be dogs riding ponies. Velma, the Wonder Pig, will roll out the red carpet for all of them. and with the dogs, we have a lot of fun. They're all rescue dogs, and every show is kind of, you know, there's a question mark of what's going to happen, because we just go out and have fun and enjoy ourselves and hopefully entertain everyone in Baraboo.
Well, Jenny, when you put together your show, depending on the venue where you are, I'm sure things change a little bit. For example, have the guys here made you aware that we're going to have a bigger and better big top tent than we've ever had before?
Yes, and I'm so excited about that, because currently I'm working on a very large horse act that will be presented in Baraboo, and that consists of 6 Arabian horses and 12 ponies. And so I need a big space to do that in, and I'm delighted that this amazing circus tent is going to be erected this year in Baraboo.
Wonderful. Well, Jenny, I want to delve back in your history a little bit. It's my understanding that you're a third-generation circus performer and that you've worked on the Ringling Brothers Circus and the Big Apple Circus. First of all, tell us about your family and how you got your start and interest, and about appearing on both of those circuses through the years.
Well, I've always considered myself so lucky that I just happened to be born into a family and a business that I absolutely adore, and I was meant to do this, without any doubt. And not only was I born into the circus, but I was born into a family that had animals, trained and presented animals, which is my love and my passion. So my life has been so easy because everything that, you know, my destiny was just handed to me. I didn't have to contemplate or think about what I wanted to do. It was, you know, since a little tiny girl, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. But my grandparents, that was a different story. My grandfather ran away and joined the circus, joined Ringling Brothers. And my grandmother, when she was very young, traveled across the country to the White Horse Ranch because she loved horses so much, and she wanted to learn how to trick ride and Roman ride and kind of circusy things, which led her to the Ringling Brothers Circus, where she met my grandfather. The rest is history as far as the family goes. This generation, each generation just adored the circus and animals and so that's where that's how I got to where I am.
And Jenny's grandparents, you know, it's not too many families have grandparents that train and present elephants.
Oh, okay.
And that's what her grandparents did. Her grandfather is one of the premier elephant trainers in the country and performed here at Circus World back in the day. We have some pictures of him with his performing elephants here at Circus World. So interesting, three generations of Vidbells have performed here at Circus World. So Jenny completes that cycle, and her twin sister performed here a couple years ago with some of Jenny's ponies as well. So it's a family affair, as the circus is.
Our guest on this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World is Jenny Vidbell. She is the domestic animal trainer for the summer here at Circus World. We'll continue with our interview right after this.
Spring is a great time to get a low rate on your mortgage loan. Let the Baraboo National Bank help you find the loan best for you. Considering a new home? Your growing family need more space? It's time to refinance. Use your equity for college, improvements, or life events? Ready to downsize for retirement? Visit the Baraboo National Bank and get your free pre-qualification today. Save $150 off your closing costs when you purchase a new home with the Baraboo National Bank or any of their local branches. The Baraboo National Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Jenny, as we continue today, it's my understanding too that for some 20 years your family operated its own circus out of Windham, New York. Can you tell me about that?
Sure. Yeah, my grandparents' dream was to have the biggest little show in America, and that meant a small tent. It held 1,000 people, and we did one day stands up and down the East Coast for about 6 months out of the year, a little red and white tent, and we brought, you know, all of our animals, of course. It was a family show, and it was a great dream realized for my grandparents.
Well, very good. I know, too, that there is something we certainly want to mention on this show today, the fact that you've started a foundation named after your grandparents to work with physically and mentally disabled children, and you do so with your animals. Can you tell us about the foundation and about the work you do?
Sure. So this was really inspired when I started performing at Big Apple Circus. They had a program called Circus of the Senses, where children with special needs would come and watch a performance, and then after the performance they would come into the circus ring and meet the performers and interact with the animals. And it was there that I realized what an impact, what an amazing, wonderful impact animals had on these kids. And I thought, wouldn't it be awesome if we could have a program where they interacted with these animals on, you know, several times a week and through a camp. And at the end of, say, a summer camp, we have a recital. So these kids can show the work that they've done and the relationship that they've built with these animals. So that's the idea. The plan is to have a camp where these kids come and really interact and build a relationship, and then are able to also build confidence in themselves by performing, which is what, you know, an amazing thing about the circus is not just the work that you put in, but the confidence that you have when you actually accomplish this and perform it in front of an audience.
Do you have a number of other people, circus-related people, who help you in this endeavor?
It's my boyfriend and I. My boyfriend is the former artistic director of Big Apple Circus, and we're partners in this. It's a small, humble start. We're going very slowly, and we hope to build this at the farm in Windham, New York, but we'll also take it on the road as I travel. We're starting to connect with certain organizations that will collaborate with us.
All right. Again, our guest today, Jenny Vidbell, our domestic animal trainer for the summer, coming to Circus World for our summer season. And again, Jenny, if you would, tell our audience who you're bringing with you, and numbers if you would.
Sure. So I'm bringing 15 ponies. These ponies are all shapes and sizes because they are rescue. So I go to an auction barn and see which ponies are really in need of special care, and I pick them. So that they're not necessarily all matched up, but they were ponies in need, and I took them into my care. And so they'll be coming with me. 9 horses, including a Frisian, a Gypsy Banner, 6 Arabians, and a Frisian Cross. 9 dogs, all rescued from shelters across the U.S., of all different shapes and sizes, and 1 miniature pot-bellied pig.
You know, when you say a lot of these animals have come from shelters or are rescues, tell me if you would, from a training perspective, how do you get into their head?
Well, from the very beginning, you know, when I go to a shelter, I want to pick dogs that are basically crazy. and you can really harness that energy, so that's important. And typically, you know, that's all that are in the shelters, because people, you know, an average household can't handle this dog, and that's why they end up there. And I love that, because, you know, I want the energy, and also my act is just about playing with these dogs and them all getting along together, and we'll see what happens. Basically, every performance, I just run in the ring and let's see what happens today. And dogs really, you know, dogs from the shelters really appreciate, you know, they've come from being in a kennel all day, and maybe if a volunteer comes in, they get a walk and they get groomed. But in the circus, they're groomed several times a day, every day. They get all this special attention, and then they go in the ring, the circus ring, and they get to play and interact every day. So they really appreciate the circus life and the attention that they get.
Jenny, when you put together your horses, ponies, dogs, your donkey, and Velma the Wonder Pig, and you put them all together, are they a pretty social group?
Well, that's part of the process. It's you know, they're just like humans. Some are going to get along better than others, and that's really when I start my training process. I don't go in with a specific plan. You really have to play it by ear and see where everybody fits in and what they like to do and who they like to do it with. So it's quite a process, and you have to be patient, but you also have to, you know, understand that this is going to take a lot of time. You know, it's not just about training, it's about interaction and socializing.
All right. Well, Jenny, before we conclude today, I'm going to turn you back over to Scott O'Donnell and Dave Salutis, see if they have any questions or points they want to be sure to include here as we talk to you this morning.
We have captured and spoke about the breadth of the menagerie that's coming with Jenny. We reached out to our local hay provider and actually told him to plant a couple extra fields of hay this summer. We feel that we're going to set the all-time record here at Circus World for the amount of hay deliverage. So we're excited about that. You know, it's our guests will see this amazing relationship that Jenny has with her animals that she shares with them, and then they share with our guests. And it's a great thing to witness. You know, most of us have a dog or a cat at home who frustrate the heck out of us, and we can't figure out how to get them to even come when they're called, let alone do some learned behaviors. So, you know, it's an exciting time. We look forward to the tent going back up and to see Jenny and Noah's Ark pull into town and get our circus season underway. You know, it's... Jenny spoke about Windham, New York. That's where her family is based, and it's a town that's smaller than Baraboo. It's a ski resort town up in the Catskill Mountains. That's sort of a untypical place for a circus to be to come from. Usually it's in a warmer climate in Florida or Texas or Oklahoma or someplace like that, but bless the Vidbells, you know, in the middle of the dead of winter, they were getting their trucks together and circus packed to go out and do all these shrine circuses across the country, and then their own one-ring tented show. It really was her grandparents fulfilled their dream, and they really did create the biggest little show in America, and we look forward to her, Jenny, and that heritage coming to Circus World for all of our guests to enjoy.
Dave, I really have to hand it to you. You, of course, as performance director, are the person who reviews and finds acts for the show every year. And you were aware of Jenny, of course, obviously, from the past, and are bringing her back to the show. From our interview today, you've really put something together here.
Oh, this summer is going to be miraculous, really. I think Baraboo's and all of Wisconsin and the Midwest is just going to love Jenny and her animals.
Well, Jenny, again, we want to thank you for appearing on today's show. It's been a pleasure.
Likewise. Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to seeing you as we open here in Baraboo in May.
All right.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
You bet. Bye-bye. Alrighty, so there we go. Speaking this morning on Under the Big Top at Circus World with Jenny Vidbell, our domestic animal trainer for the summer. Guys, I'll bring you back into the microphones here. We learned a lot. I really liked this format for the second week in a row, where we're able to reach out wherever the performers are, talk to them live on the show, really get some good background and history and what they're bringing to town. I really like this.
Yeah, I think it's important, you know, when our guests come and they see this fantastic circus at Circus World, you might only get the opportunity to sit in the seats and view the talent and not necessarily get to know the story behind the talent. And this great opportunity that we have, this weekly radio show, sponsored by our good friends at the Baraboo National Bank, you know, allows us to share that heritage. You know, circus is so much about family and culture and heritage. And, you know, to be able to share that element of it is important and rewarding.
And especially when you got an artist like Jenny, who has the family background that she does. Al and Joyce, her grandparents, were just marvelous people, and they did so much for so many people in the circus industry, and Jenny represents that legacy.
Well, thank you for joining us here today on this edition of Under the Big Top at Circus World. And, of course, Scott O'Donnell, Executive Director, and Dave Salutis, Ringmaster and Performance Director, join us each and every week on this show. We, of course, premiere every Thursday with a brand new show at 7:15 a.m. and a replay at 6:45 a.m. on Friday mornings. Well, I'll tell you what, the clock says, hey, man, that's it, so we got to go.
See you down the road until next week.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us.
Banking better together with the Baraboo National Bank was well practiced between the Ringling Brothers Circus and the bank. In fact, their association began in 1876 when the bank made its first loan to the Ringling family. Later, during the difficult rainy season of 1888, the bank wired money to the Ringlings, which helped keep the show on the road until business improved. Banking better together. It's what they practice at the Baraboo National Bank. Like the Ringlings, build your banking relationship with the Baraboo National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That's Under the Big Top at Circus World. Brought to you by the Baraboo National Bank. Visit them today and see why banking better together will help you realize all your family's financial dreams. Thanks for listening, and may all your days be circus days.